You know, I've probably been more patient than I've ever been, just trying to figure these guys out. But there's a standard you have to play to, and the standard hasn't been good enough. And other guys have sat. I met with both players today. I discussed what is acceptable and what will work if you're in the lineup. If you're not, I thought the guys that have stepped in have done a good job.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Josh Mint, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Love that from head coach Lindy Ruff there.
I think it's really telling that he sat down a guy like Matias Samuelson. Henry Okihari, too, because he's been such a main fixture in this lineup. Not necessarily in a good way, but just in terms of he was always in the lineup unless he was hurt. Same with Samuelson. I mean, those are two key figures of the Sabres last, you know, 4 years that have been part of this team.
Yeah.
But I mean, man, Samuelson has been unplayable.
Yeah.
It's been rough. And I don't want to see him, you know,
kind of fall away.
Fall away, yeah. And I think a big part of it's injuries, but at the same time, if he needs something like this to sit him down and kind of give him a wake up call, perfect. But that was something you were never gonna get until now. You needed something like this under Granato, where he would sit down players like Quinn and Samuelson and Yoki Haru and there's other players too, but you didn't ever see that.
No.
You only had them sit because they were injured. And that was the frustrating part.
And that was really about it. Sabres do play again tomorrow night, MSG against the Rangers. Of course, a normal 7 p.m. puck drop, although they do have a 7:30 game coming up here soon, which I hate immensely.
They do?
I don't like 7:30 puck drops at all.
I like 6:30 puck drops. They did that once last year, and I was like, this is great.
It's kind of cool. Yeah,
it's
a little different.
It's just kind of like you get out that much earlier. Oh, it's against the Blues. Oh, it's an ESPN game. That's why.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think it is. It looks like it is.
NFL trade deadline was yesterday. Bills, as you mentioned there at the end of the last segment there, didn't really do anything in terms of trades. They were, though, active in terms of just roster moves. And now it seems like they're bringing in Quentin Jefferson. That's coming initially from Mary Kay Colbert. She's a reporter out in Cleveland. And that's where Quentin Jefferson was. He's had a lot of stops, though, post his Bills time. That he was here for 1 year. That was in 2020. I remember him being okay. It more kind of seems like Dwayne Carter / Dewan Smoot replacement. Like, we just got to bring this guy in. We'll have this work. Nothing yet on Jordan Phillips, though, which, Josh, I don't know if you saw his Instagram yesterday.
I did.
Seemed like he was coming here and then nothing.
Well, so he got released by the Cowboys.
Yeah, and then like 20 minutes later on his Instagram was like, let's roll it back with him and like the Bills. Now I'm almost wondering, like, was that him just making a sales pitch?
Maybe. That's kind of a good point. But I also wonder if it's a there's not like a waiting period or anything, but is it the two sides are trying to figure out some kind of money situation, or was it the Bills were focused on one thing, and then they got to shift to him.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be interesting. So fun enough, Quentin Jefferson usually spends like just 1 to 2 years on teams.
Really?
Fifth round pick out of Maryland in 2016 to Seattle, spends 1 year there, then goes to the Rams, goes back to Seattle from 2017 to 2019, and then we're on the 1 year train again. Bills 2020, Raiders 2021, Seahawks again 2022, New York Jets 23, and then Cleveland Browns 24.
Wait, you said he spent 1 year in Seattle and then went back?
Yep. And then after 2019, he will eventually go back to the Seahawks in 22.
Oh, I see the Rams one.
My goodness, three stints with them.
He was signed by the Rams on September 3rd of 2017. He was released by the Rams on September 14th. Or no, he was released and then he was placed on the practice squad on September 14th.
Oh, okay.
And then October, they released him. And then the same day, the Seahawks signed him.
Goodness gracious.
So he didn't even play for the Rams. He was just
there.
He was just there.
Practice squad member.
And
yeah,
then,
he's made a lot of stops and usually does like 1 to 2 years. That's stressful. He's been in the league every year since 2016. But he has yet to really like...
He's got 27 and a half sacks too.
Yeah. I mean, he's been fine. I have no problem with it. Again, just... I would have liked them to make a move on the defensive line. I get they...
Technically,
they
that is a move.
Yeah.
Not a trade, though. I know what you mean. It's just, but at the same time, after the Za'Darius Smith move, I don't really think there was much out there that they were interested in.
Trey White, by the way, he got moved yesterday.
Good for him.
I don't know if I'm necessarily saying good for him.
Really?
Two seventh round picks, one of which is in 2027.
I'm more so looking at just getting to the Ravens because I think, I mean, I heard a.
You hope he can maybe get a ring.
Yeah, but I heard a clip from Lewis Riddick this morning on Trey White going to the Ravens, and he was saying, not to his detriment, but that Trey White is a systems, he fits their system. Not saying he's a systems cornerback, but like...
But he fits what they do.
He fits what they do because of where he's at in his career and what he did when he was with the Bills. He didn't really fit what the Rams had.
I feel for him because I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, he fell a long way. But a large in part due to injuries, which sucks. I mean, he was my favorite player on the Bills when he was here. Like, he still is one of my favorite players in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But when he was here, it was the Trey White Goalie Academy. It was all of his antics on and off the field of just being a great person and funny guy. And also just his play. I mean, 7 interceptions. Come on. Yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the best for him. Also, don't really know because he's on the Ravens.
I say that with the Rams. I'm like, cool, you're in the NFC. Like, if we meet, it's in the Super Bowl. Now it's like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, now it's like, you know.
Not his choice, but here we are.
If they got to play the Rams, it's like you might, you know, break streams a little bit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I said, if he does get there, he's one of the former Bills that I would love to see get a ring.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think he deserves it.
Oh, 100%. His career just frustrated by because injuries ultimately derailed it completely.
Talking on the rest of the trade deadline, because I know we're kind of talking around the trade deadline here. Obviously, the Bills didn't do much, but someone else in the AFC did. And for some people, that's making them shoot up their like power rankings, if you will. The Steelers traded for...
Pittsburgh!
Steelers traded for Mike Williams, and everyone's like, oh, they're going to rival the Chiefs. And I'm like, wait a minute. You have George Pickens and Mike Williams.
The Mike Williams move doesn't move me. The Preston Smith move, though.
Yeah?
Not really. No.
I was going to say, really? Really?
It's still Pittsburgh. Doing the reverse AFC power rankings yesterday with Shelton Bulldog.
Mm-hmm. Had that trade gone down yet?
Yeah. Pretty much all of the trades.
Okay. Oh, right. Because it was,
It was more, though, like, who would you rather play in the playoffs? Like, the Chargers or the Steelers? For me now, right now, it is the Chargers. I think they are getting themselves going. You've got Justin Herbert there. I will say, and I want to make sure I get the week right in terms of when they did play, Pittsburgh did beat the Chargers. That was week 3, 20-10. I would take the Chargers right now over Pittsburgh. I would. I think you're getting stuff out of Herbert. You're finding out what you have in Ladd McConkey. They're getting Quentin Johnston going, which is insane.
So why would you take them? If all these players are getting rolling.
Sorry. In terms of the rankings, in terms of who I play in the playoffs, Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Sorry, I misread that. I would play Pittsburgh.
I was going to say you're talking these guys up, and then you're saying you want to play them in the playoffs. I was going to say the answer is a slam dunk. It's Pittsburgh. Like
I'd rather
the Steelers.
Play Pittsburgh.
While Russell Wilson is getting better, the Steelers are just one bad drive away from just shelling up because that's what I think is, you know, Mike Tomlin's like go to is like, you know, if the team's rolling, let them do their thing. But if you have one bad sign, that team just kind of. Okay, fall back on the defense and
yeah, it's more they fall back on the defense. I've liked how Russell Wilson's playing. I haven't necessarily loved it by any means.
It's better than Kenny Pickett.
It's better than Kenny Pickett.
It's almost better than Justin Fields.
The passing game is better than Justin Fields.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
But I just again, I'm not at a point where I'm sitting here going, "Oh man, here they come." No.
They still are that team though where they could just ruin your season in the wild card round. I mean, they will never not be that team.
I don't know if they are, though, in all honesty. I don't know if I'm there, like, in terms of, like, thinking, like, they're the team that's going to ruin it for me. I look at a team more like the Bengals or the Chargers. They get into the wild card where you're like, oh, man, we got to play them. Right. Like, I don't really want that at all.
Well, because that's what the Steelers were for years, and I think they could be back to that point. But last year, everyone was kind of saying that about them, and then the Bills went out there and whooped them.
Like, let's look at their last 3 wins.
Yeah, the Steelers.
Vegas.
This is the Steelers.
Yeah, this is the Steelers. Okay. Vegas, 32-13. They're lost in the desert. They have no idea what they're doing.
Literally lost in the desert.
The Jets.
Sure, yeah.
And the Giants.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, like...
nothing wins.
And I don't like poking and prodding at a schedule, because you play who you play.
Right. Yeah, you can't really control that.
But let's not also crown a team who we've all kind of seen as like, they're okay, they're solid, they're good.
I think it's fair to look back when Fields was quarterback... They beat Denver, they beat Atlanta, and they beat LA.
They did.
They also lost to Indianapolis.
They did. And Dallas.
And Dallas, which take that with what you will.
And to be fair, Atlanta, you take current Kirk Cousins, Atlanta's probably beating them.
That's fair, because Atlanta did take
Denver,
some time.
Denver, that's Bo Nix's second career start. I'm not saying they're perfect. I mean, Baltimore blew them out.
It was 13-6.
That could be interesting. And like I mentioned, the current Chargers team where Ladd McConkey's kind of developed and into something that they really like there. And you got Quentin Johnston. They got those wins early. I mean, again, you play who you play, and they got those good wins.
Yeah.
But like Dallas looks like a bottom five roster right now, and they lost.
And they're hurt.
Indianapolis. I don't know what's going on there. We're going to talk to Kevin Bowen here coming up in just about 15 minutes. I'm excited for that conversation because I do not know what's going on with the Colts.
But you're also...
And then you beat three bad teams.
Yeah, and then you look at their upcoming games. They have Washington, Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati. Washington...
Is anyone going to be surprised if they go 1-3 in that four-game run?
I think they might go 0-4.
If 0-4 would be a little surprising only because of Cleveland.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston, I love when he plays the game of football, mainly because it is just flat-out entertaining. He will either throw 400 yards and three touchdowns, or he will throw four picks. And even in
he might do both.
Yeah, I was just saying, even in the fun game, he's probably throwing picks that should be intercepted. Or he's throwing passes that should be intercepted.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, Washington should steamroll them, especially with adding Marshawn Lattimore. I mean, that's just a great trade from them.
I'm really liking
so good from them. I love that they're just getting after it, too, because it was very much this, oh, well, you know, let's see how Jaden Daniels goes. Oh, they're really good.
Yep.
And then you also obviously have Baltimore. And then Cleveland... That's, again, that toss-up game. But Cincinnati, I mean, they're coming to life. I think they should probably handle the Steelers. But they always play each other weird. Cause I mean,
even like, just go past Cincinnati. They click Cleveland again, sure. But then at Philadelphia. Yeah, take what you will with Philly. They are a talented team. I think they're poorly coached, but they are talented.
And right now, I mean, I saw a thing. I think it was on ESPN. Are the Eagles winning in spite of?
Yes. The answer is yes. Then they get at Baltimore, Kansas City, Cincinnati. That is a tough road to finish out the season.
Oh, I forgot, though, the Netflix Christmas game this year.
Against Kansas City. My holidays. Great.
You don't have to watch it.
What else am I going to do?
Open gifts, spend time with your family.
I do that in the morning. Spending time with my family, we're all in front of the TV.
Yeah,
all
right.
Watching sports. That's what we're going
to
do.
You don't go in, you all stay at your house and everyone comes to your house?
No, we go out to my aunt's house.
Yeah, see? So just plan your
drive. Then the TV will be on and we're all watching sports.
Watch basketball.
That's something. I'm not typically a basketball guy in terms of the regular season. I love NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
But like Christmas was NBA's day. And then the NFL's like, it's ours now. And then they put the Chiefs and the Ravens on again. And a part of me, working in this industry and having to work a lot of Thanksgivings immediately when I got here.
Well, no, it's Chiefs and Steelers.
They have two games. Chiefs and Ravens both are playing on Christmas again. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, in a row? 2 years in a row?
Yeah, what are we?
Come on.
No.
I'm not a huge fan of it.
No.
Not a huge fan of it at all.
I also don't, I never want the Bills to play on Christmas. Nope. I don't know if you're that way, but I just, I don't want that.
I'm not going to lie. After like one Thanksgiving game, like the Dallas game for the Bills, I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm good with no Thanksgiving games ever again. I didn't even work that one. That was before I worked.
Well, it's
here.
Not even working, and it's just like that's like there's a lot of pressure because it's not only just an important game, but it's just a holiday.
It also
everyone expects an incredible performance, and then if you lay a dud, everyone's like, yep, they're not going to do anything this
year.
And
I just remember it's like, all right, guys, like I mean, like they're in the 4 o'clock window. Like, do we have dinner early? Do we have dinner later? And everyone's like, no, we're doing it early. We're going to just get this out of the way, and then we're going to get ready for this. And ultimately, it was a great day. But I remember the lead up to that game was like. This could be bad, right? Like, because we weren't used to winning yet. It's 2019. We were not used to that yet at all. All right. It is Wash and Fold Wednesday. The Bills are taking on the Indianapolis Colts. And, man, it has been a wash at the quarterback position since the retirement of Andrew Luck just a few weeks before the 2019 season. Question of the day, how many starting quarterbacks have the Colts had since the retirement of Andrew Luck? Right before the 2019 season. First caller at 716-221-4WGR. That's 716-221-4947. With the correct answer, wins a $100 gift card to Top Shelf Wash and Fold Laundromat. Drop off your laundry dirty and pick it up clean and packaged for you. Complete laundry services from a coin laundromat. Top Shelf Laundromat, because we all deserve the best, with three locations, Depew, Williamsville, and Tonawanda. Going to be right back after a quick timeout. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we'll get more on the Colts as Kevin Bowen of 1075 The Fan joins the show. You're listening to WGR.